Lacapra Valley School Superintendent Scott Lepka's in the studio to give us a Lacapra Valley school update. And Scott, spring has sprung.
Yes, it has, finally. It's beautiful.
That's right. A lot of things going on. You had a school board meeting the other night out of Lacapra Valley, and we appreciate you coming in all the time the next day after the school board meeting to fill the public in and what you talked about.
Yeah, absolutely happy to do so. This wasn't the most eventful board meeting. A lot of just kind of general housekeeping business, awarding of recycling and trash, things like that. But we did have a couple cool things that the families, I think, might be interested in. One of them was we recognized some students yesterday, students from our Yes Club. This is a club that does kind and I think positive culture building things around our school. They had a group of students that went over to Madison Elementary for Earth Day to teach a bunch of our, I believe it was third grade students over there, and the reviews from the teachers and the students were really, really positive. The kids really enjoyed it. And we were really proud of the students, our high school kids, for going over there and modeling Eagle Pride and what we're all about. So I just would like to recognize those students, and that was Gertie Sieg, Shayla Meyer, Rhea Borsted, Sadie Hacker, Addison Rankins, Brody Peterman, Brianna Borsted, Val Poiter, and Abby Amland.
Okay.
So
good.
Just great job to those students. We did have a number of donations as well that I would like to share with the public. Nancy Salmon donated $500 to the Girls Golf Program. Fieldcrest Fertilizer donated for MMN School Supplies. Martinson Foundation donated a few times. They donated $1,500 to Boys Volleyball. They also donated $2,000 to band instruments and $1,500 to our Summer Success Program. So We're thankful to them. Appleton Sportsman's Club donated $300 to Boys Volleyball as well. Appleton VFW donated to Strengthening the Family, $800. Milan Relief Gambling Fund, $300 to Asset Builders. And Borsted Rock Excavation donated $1,000 to our CDL class. And then we also wanted to just point out, and this will come up later, but John Sherb, we had the wrong amount in there last time, but he, on behalf of his wife, donated $15,000 as well to the track, which will come up here later on in our conversation.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know if people realize that, but you can donate to certain things out at school, and you just drop it off at the office, I'm guessing, huh?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. And we very much appreciate it. With that money allows us to take things kind of above and beyond, and so it's definitely much appreciated. I also just wanted to mention the Unstoppable Games. That came up at our board meeting, and we shared that we are going to have, I believe it's 8 students that are going to be participating in that tomorrow on April 23rd. And this is it's a partnership with Southwest Minnesota State, and I think you know the guy who's organizing the majority of it.
Yeah, what happened to me, my son. Yeah.
Yeah,
he works for Mervin there. I believe it's April 30th.
The 30th? Yeah. I'm sorry, I had the wrong date on there. Yeah. But really excited. It's going to be a fantastic event. It's designed specifically for students with special needs and disabilities. There's no other event like this in the region, and it'll have opening ceremonies. There'll be, I believe, 6 events that students are taking part in, and we're just really excited for that. If anybody would like to attend, we'd really encourage you to do so and support those students.
Okay. How many students from Lacapra Valley did you say?
I believe we have 8. It's either 8 or 9. So, yeah, fantastic.
I know there's a website you can go to. I'll give that later, but that you can go to watch what the results were, and sounds like a lot of fun. They're having it on the football field at SMSU.
Yeah, I believe, weather permitting, that's
the
goal.
And the RA facility, too. So.
Yes, yep. Yes. So, and we're very thankful to Southwest Minnesota State for allowing that to happen as well. We updated the board that the strategic planning process has been very busy and taking place. We had our second meeting with the strategic planning team yesterday. We have another one next week, and basically what we've been doing is looking at the data we collected from our community, and we're actually next meeting going to start looking at creating the action steps that we're going to want in that plan. So our community can look forward to seeing more about that here in the summertime going into the fall. And then we had the Nibby Invitational track meet out on our track, and it was kind of fun because it was a great test drive for our new track that's just been finished, and it went off extremely well considering the weather didn't really cooperate.
Yeah, but a little rainy at times.
It was. Yeah. I got to help out with measuring for long jump, and luckily the rain just kind of stayed far enough away that we were able to get through it. Track performed flawlessly even in wet conditions. Yep. And then I mentioned earlier that Coach Sherb had donated some money on behalf of his wife, and that money went to us being able to start having a high jump, which we haven't had in the past. That opens us up to have bigger meets and host events, and that was all happening. We had our pole vaulters and high jumpers using that. So
yeah, first time for pole vaulting, I understand too.
Yes, and there were a number of them, and I have a lot of respect for pole vaulters. Yep. You won't see me doing that.
Yeah, that's nice of the Nibby family too. It's a Dave Nibby invite, the former track coach, my former track coach.
Yeah,
from Madison out at Lac Parle Valley. Nice to see most of his family was there.
Yeah, yeah, and I got to actually meet them too, and that was a lot of fun, and we're just thankful to them for how they've supported our community, and what a great event. The last thing I have is just to let families know, just kind of more on a nuts and bolts level, but this is kind of an exciting time to be watching our legislature. There's a lot going on right now in conversations at the legislature about spending for schools and education funding, and so there'll be a lot of conversations going on about compensatory funding and federal funding, and you know, schools are all kind of waiting with bated breath to see what that's going to result in. And so, you know, if we have family members that's an interest to them, I'd say this is now a good time probably to be paying attention to that.
Yep, and contact your local representative.
Absolutely, yes.
To support schools.
I know I have, so.
Yep. All right.
That's what I have.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you coming in and giving us the Lac Parle Valley update every month.
Happy to do it. Thanks, Paul.
All right. And that wraps up our update with Super Dennis Scott Lepka.